Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
Greetings and nearly 4 years, Nam
Shahid Sabah. It seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
Want you to hear what I'm saying?
But there's no time to give love.
Just give love.
And words
just
of inspiration as in a solace and encouragement for countless.
And if we could just embrace our
difference, very serious about his commitment,
there'll always be something
left.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him,
we
all must achieve. So why don't you give love?
Good morning.
Imam Shahid Shabazz, you're on the line.
Okay, good morning, and thank you, my host and beloved wife, Isla Abdullah. I'm very, very pleased and grateful that the Creator has blessed us to wake up this morning to give thanks and to give praise to Him today. And we thank Him for all of His mercy in our lives. As human beings, even though oftentimes we don't deserve the mercy based on our actions, but we have a Creator that loves us so much that He said that His mercy, when He decreed His creation, His mercy prevailed over His wrath. So He's most merciful, often forgiving, full of love and kindness to all of His creatures. So we give all praise to the Most High. And we want to start off this talk show this morning by giving a universal prayer. And this prayer is not only a prayer for people of the Islamic belief or way of life. Islam is not a religion. Al-Islam is the way of life that Almighty God, the Creator, Allah, created for all human beings, and not only human beings, but He created all life and animals and plant life, and all forms of life gets this life source from the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Not only did He give us life, but also He sustains our life. So anybody or anything that cuts themselves off from the remembrance of Almighty God Allah, they indeed cut themselves off from their life, and they will perish. So with that said, we want to open with the prayer. It's called Fatiha. And it's the opening prayer in the final revelations of Almighty God, Allah, that He revealed to His last prophet, Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, for all mankind, not just for Muslims, but for all mankind. And I'm going to say it in Arabic the best I can, and then with the help of Almighty God, Allah will translate it in English for our listening audience that speak English. And I speak English also. I just speak a little Arabic. But I know the prayers in Arabic. Praise God, Almighty Allah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas-sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. Amen. And that is, I said, with the name of Allah Almighty, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we seek for help, and thee alone do we call on for assistance. Show us, Allah Almighty, the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. I mean. Now, getting to the theme of the talk today, I would like for you, my co-host, to tell me again what you chose for the theme for the talk today.
The theme for the talk today is surviving the game. The struggle continues. And we do have several listeners coming in today to listen with us. We want to thank them for listening. And as soon as your speech is over, we will be glad to hear from them.
Say that again, surviving the struggle continues.
Surviving the game, the struggle continues. Yes, that's right.
Okay, surviving the game, the struggle continues. Okay, what Almighty God, Allah, gave me the insight, the spiritual insight into that theme is this. Almighty God, Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, say that he didn't. He says in his final revelations in the Quran, for all mankind, he said that he didn't create life for mere sport and play. He said life has a serious purpose. And he says when we die, that's not the end of life. He said there will be what's called a resurrection day and a judgment day where all human beings and all creation will have to answer or give an accountability to how they obeyed Almighty God, Allah's divine and moral spiritual laws in their life on this planet Earth of Almighty God, Allah. So life, Almighty God, Allah, say, has a serious purpose behind it. And that serious purpose is the purpose of Almighty God, Allah. He created life sacred. Why did he create life sacred? Because, think about it, audience, Almighty God gave life to us as humans and other beings, And he is the source of all life. See, so life is not a game. When you're dealing with life, you're dealing with God. You're dealing with your creator. So when you're dealing with your creator and you're dealing with the life that he gave you, that's serious. That's not a joke because Almighty God, Allah, shows us not only in tells us, but he shows us in this world, as in the hereafter, he says that those who live a life of disobedience against his will, they want to do what they want to do. They want to follow their own ways. He says the consequences are deadly. And we see this. We see this every day. I mean, there's a saying of people of the Christian faith, and I was born and raised a little while in that faith. And one thing they said, and I love it, it's true too. They say the wages of sin is death. And we see that when we sin, we bring death and destruction on ourselves. So this in itself should tell us if we use our thinking ability, we use our intellect, our intelligence that God has given us, and just think. It's easy to see that good, when you do good, it brings about good consequences. And when you do bad, when you do evil, it brings about evil consequences. So no one in their right mind would think they can continue to live a life of sin and evil and think that they're going to reap good from the evil deeds that they're doing. But Almighty God, Allah, says this, people, as a mercy for us, he says he or she that sincerely repents of a sin is like he or she that have committed no sin. Now, why do I say this? Because today, most people take religion like it's a fad. Most people take Islam, Christianity, Judaism, the three major religions, Buddhism, Hinduism. Most people, you're finding today that Almighty God allows exposing the corruption in religion today. He's exposing the corruption even in Islam. And the corruption is not the pure teachings of the prophets that brought, he sent to bring these three great religions, Christianity, Judaism, or Islam. He sent Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad, to bring Islam to the world, all the world. He sent Prophet Jesus, or Esau's name in Arabic, to bring the Injil, the Book of Enlightenment, to the world. And he sent Prophet Musa to bring the law, his divine and moral law for us to live by as human beings. So all three of those prophets, I will get to that in this talk, they were consistent with their message. Their message was the same. Their message of truth confirms itself. It does not contradict itself. And so Almighty God, in sending those men, those prophets and messengers, he sent them to teach us deen, al-fitra, the way of life. That's what it means that he created for us to live. Not only with those men, he sent, Abraham, the prophet, Lot, Jonah, Solomon, David, all the prophets, all the messengers, peace be upon them. He sent them to teach us the right way of life to live. And that right way of life is called Al-Islam. Now, for all of you, my beautiful audience, listening audience, that don't know what Al-Islam means, you probably have heard it and say, you probably heard Muslims, and you hear a lot of talk about Muslims today because on the news they talk about Muslims, and all that they talk about us as people who believe in the Islamic faith are that we are suicide bombers. We like to kill people. But look at all of the Christians like Timothy McVeigh that blew up the FBI building, Charles Manson, all these people in America, Son of Sam, go around killing in the name of religion. And Charles Manson even said he was Jesus incarnate. Not only him, I think Derek Quarries out there in Texas killed all those people with him. Jim Jones, they all thought they were Jesus. And they thought they were God. And they thought they had the power over life and death. And so they told the people, hey, it's time to go on the other side now. And they forced them people to commit suicide. Our God is not a God that does things like that, people. And our God, people, is not a man. I want to clear that up today because I'm going to speak on monotheism today. Our God, people, listening, is a spiritual force and power that governs and controls the whole universe unseen. He is a spirit. You can't see him, but you can surely see his works in your life as human beings. And you can see his work in his creation. And Almighty God, Allah, the Creator, say that if there had been more than one God, we would see confusion in the heavens and the earth. For instance, if there was more than one God, the sun God might decide, okay, well, listen, talking to the other God, I don't want the sun to shine today. So all day I want it to be night. And we would just have night all day. And this would be a reoccurring event. We would see this here confusion in the heavens and earth. That's just one example. The sun rotates with the moon, and that's been happening ever since Almighty God created his creation. The sun don't outstrip the moon. The night don't outstrip the day, and then vice versa. They each just swims along in their own orbit according to the divine moral law of Almighty God. Now, with that said, life is serious, okay, and it's not a game. Okay, everything has been created by Almighty God to work in a certain order. Our life as human beings was created to work in a righteous order. Now, getting back to a point I want to make, Al-Islam, people, means the way of life that Almighty God, Allah, created for us to live by as human beings. Islam itself means submission to the will of the Creator, Allah. It means submission to the will of Almighty God. So all of you all out there listening, You know what Islam means today? Muslim means one who practiced the faith and the way of life that Almighty God, Allah, created for every human being. And that way of life is for the human being to give up their will totally, give up their heart desires totally to Almighty God. Give it to Almighty God, Allah, and say, let your will be done in my life, Almighty God, Allah, not my will. And when you do that sincerely, you'll see a change in that person's life. You'll see a person walking around with respect for themselves, with respect for other people, and with respect for all life and respect for all things, because Almighty God, Allah, when he created us as human beings, he put his divine spirit in the heart of every baby. And every baby that's born with the nature of good in them. So it's natural for us as human beings to follow good. And it's hard for us to follow evil or bad. You know why? Because it goes against our original nature. And it makes us feel bad. The time we start doing bad, our heart and our conscience start troubling us. Our soul starts whooping us and letting us know you're wrong. And that's God speaking to us, see? He starts whooping us. Your conscience and your heart letting you know this is wrong. So we don't have to go outside of ourselves to a church or a masjid or synagogue or mosque looking for the way to get back to God. All you got to do to get back to Almighty God, Allah, and the purpose of life that he created and the serious purpose of life he created is, first of all, sincere desire to know and understand your creator's will and to live in accord with his divine spiritual laws and will. And if you want to do that and you seek him out sincerely, I guarantee you, every human being, he'll bless you to find him already right there in your heart and soul waiting on you. He's just been waiting on you to come to him. We turn away from Almighty God, Allah. He never turns away from us. He didn't create us to turn away from us. We got a loving creator. And he wants us to have the good life, not just after we die. He wants us to have the good life while we're on the earth. And I was out yesterday, and this young lady, she makes songs, and they're spiritual songs. And on one of the songs she had, it said that we can have heaven right here on earth. All we have to do is change our thinking. And I like that. Because what is heaven and hell for a human being? Heaven and hell are conditions of the mind, thinking. It's conditions of your heart. When you are cut off from the remembrance of Almighty God, that means you're cut off from the remembrance of all this good, because Almighty God, Allah, is all good, and he only accepts that which is good. We've been miseducated, people. The whole world has been miseducated and misled into falsehood. And the whole world, the majority of the people, are under falsehood today. And that's why they don't take life serious. That's why they can kill people in all kinds of horrific ways, because they have forgot Almighty God in terms of remembering that Almighty God is all good, you see. And so with that said, I just want to say before I open up for a listener to give a comment or call in that life is serious in the grave. When we die, that's not the end of life. My wife, peace be upon her beautiful soul, often say that we're in school here in this world, you see. And when you're in school, you know you're working from the first grade to the 12th grade to graduate. You want to go on and graduate so that you can be successful in life, in this material world. Well, this whole world is a school. And every day we're being tested by Almighty God. And when we die, that's not the end. When we die, we go for judgment so we can face graduation to see and determine whether we earned the real life or we didn't earn the real life and we earned the damnation in the hellfire. So we won't know whether we've graduated until we pass the trials of life. And every day is a test. Almighty God said he put us here in this world, Allah, Almighty God, Allah, to test us as human beings, to see which of us would be best in our moral conduct, in our conduct. Who would be the most righteous? Who would be the most God-fearing and remembering that God is all good, and so you ain't doing God's will if you're doing bad. You're doing your own will if you're doing bad, because Almighty God Allah say all the bad that happens in our life comes from our own selves, our own will as human beings. But he said all the good that happens in our life comes through his divine grace and mercy in our life, on our life. So with that said, we'll take a call in there if you want to call in, because I want others to participate in the talk show. Please.
We have several callers on the line. We will have someone to give me their name and tell us where you're calling from. Okay, first caller, give me your name. Tell us where you're calling from. You're on the line. You're on the air, caller. Give us your name and tell us where you're calling from. Our host speaker, I don't believe they hear me. Perhaps they can hear you. I'm not hearing myself today, and I usually do. Could you tell them to give them their name and tell where they're calling from? I have a 301 who just hung up. Let's try the 240-472-0400. Give us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, continue.
I can hardly hear you, caller.
I'm Anayla, and I'm 17.
Okay, could you speak up, caller, and tell us where you're calling from, your name and where you're calling from, and your question or comment?
I'm calling from Maryland, and I don't have a question, but I just wanted to say something.
Okay, caller, you're on the air. Please say whatever you want to say, caller.
Okay.
I can't hear you, caller.
I don't think she wants to comment. She just wanted to let you know that she was listening in.
Okay, caller, well, we appreciate you calling in, just listening and participating. This is not our talk radio talk show. This is the talk show for the world. We're trying to reclaim the world back to God's goodness and stop this killing and stop this self-destruction we see of people all over our planet. But we got to begin with ourselves, and that is we got to recognize, caller, that Almighty God is inside of you. And he's just waiting on you to look inside. But in order to look inside and connect with your God, our God, you have to have a pure heart. That means you can't desire sin. You got the desire to live a good life, you know, a righteous life. And if you want to do that, Almighty God, he's right there just waiting, because he created us with the nature of good in us. So God's goodness is in all of us, but you got to want his goodness to come out in you, and you got to want to be a good person. You got to want to live a good life, caller. So I thank you for calling, and by you being young, I want you to know that you are our future. So I hope I can say, or the Creator will bless me to say, some encouraging words to you that will help you to be a better student, a better citizen, and help make our country, the United States of America, a better place. Because like one lady said in Washington, D.C., when somebody got killed at the neighbor yard, she said there's something evil in our environment in this country, America, and it's going to take all of our efforts to change this. But it's going to take an effort of sincerity. And when it comes to God, don't play with God. Don't take religion for a fad or a game. Religion is our life. That's the only way we can stay in touch with God is through religion. But religion has to be taught to us correctly and not mistaught to us. And today, most people in religion are miseducating the people. They are just in religion. They're most religious leaders for money, fame, and playing games. So be true to God, listener. And you'll always have him there for you. He'll never leave you as long as you never leave him. And as long as you're trying to do right, he'll always be there for you. He'll protect you, and he'll bless you with the good of this world and also of the next life. Thank you, listener.
All right, now we have another caller coming in. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? You're on the line now. The caller, 202-355-2275.
Let me save our meal.
I'm sorry, we didn't.
Yes, I can hear you. Can I?
Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum salam, my beloved sister Rashida.
How you doing?
I was
grateful to listen in. I had a lot of thoughts. You know, I was seeking for more love, you know, because I think what we're missing a lot out of life is love. You know, we need.
I want y'all to get you involved in radio and TV.
Yes.
I want y'all to bring.
Sister Rashida, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Would you do me a favor? Would you tell us where you're from, your location, if it's Washington, D.C., and your name, and then would you start from there?
Yeah, I'm from Washington, D.C. My name is Rashida Shabazz.
And I just want to let the radio listening order know that this was this is my son's mother calling in from Washington, D.C. She's a very, very loving person. The time I've known over 25 years ago, me and her went all over this country spreading the word of Almighty God, trying to reach the hearts and the souls of people to turn them back from our own evil, wicked ways, to turn them back to the ways of Almighty God, which is all good. And this soldier, she's a soldier, a real soldier for God. So I just want the radio listening order to know Rashida Shabazz out of Washington, D.C. We all have our faults, but that's a good soul. And she's always loving and helping. She helped my mother when she was sick. She helped my family always. And she always looked out for the kids. She loved kids. And the children are our future. She got five beautiful children, one being my son. So I just wanted that to be a part of the talk show because life is about love. Life is about real love, not that kind of love where it's got conditions on it. I'll love you if you do this for me. I'll love you and help you if you do that for me. God loves us unconditionally. Look at all the wrong that we do, but God yet shows us love. Go ahead on, Sister Rashida. I don't want to take up your time. Go ahead on.
Yeah, I just put it out there. You can carry further. I just was recognizing how how we need to love. When we say we love God, Allah, we really have to mean it because a lot of times love, that word love is so serious, it really only should be for Allah because he's the only
That's
one
right.
that we can love truly and truly love us back with no hurt, no negativeness at all. And you know it's him because when it's him, it's so smooth. Nothing
That's
stops
right.
it. You don't have no doubt about it. You know, and a
That's
lot
right.
of times, even as believers, sometimes we overlook people that God may want us to pay some attention to, even though they
That's
may
right.
be a sinner, even though they may not be a Muslim, they may not be a Christian, but that's a soul. And how people have taken religion so much for a joke nowadays, some true hearts don't know which way to go.
They
so
don't.
Out of
You're
love,
absolutely right.
Out of love, just loving, because God the best knower, not us. So if we keep our heart pure, you know, even though we have some weakness in it, but just keep the heart pure because the flesh is a little weak, but through the strength of the heart, God will strengthen the flesh. And just love somebody, even if they don't love you back. I ain't saying put yourself on them, but love them with God love, not our love, because our love ain't strong enough. So that's all I really wanted to say at this time, and I'm really grateful to be able to talk on the show because I was thinking, well, I want to go to church somewhere today just to hear some God words. And when my brother called me and reminded me of the talk show because I really didn't, sometimes physically, you know, I was thinking, well, I don't want to go around people. I don't feel like really getting out the house. So I had my legs on the bed or reading. I'm not a selfish type, but sometimes, you know, other people's not as high spirit can try to pull mine in, and I don't care too much for that because I'm a very high-spirited person because Allah is so grateful. I ought to be high-spirited, you know, and many of us should, but I'm going to just speak for myself. And I love to be a servant of Allah because that's the greatest thing in life. That's greater than being a millionaire.
That's
you
exactly
know,
right.
Not only the love that I would love for me, but I love for so many more, like this pastor said
that's
before.
Right.
Make a difference in the world, a good difference. We know we
right.
didn't come here to stay forever, but at least when we leave, we can leave a good legacy behind us. Like the brother
right.
said earlier, the young people is the future, but we have to put it in them. And sometimes it takes a lot to reach out to these young people because they don't heard so much, they don't seen so much, they don't done so much, they don't really know what to believe. So with
they
that
don't.
True love and not giving up, that true love, you know, even that worst person seems like in the world, bad kid that won't do right, just show them love to the end, and God will work it out. I'm a witness.
And you're absolutely right. I'm a witness, too, and my name is Shahid, the witness of God. So I've been witness to everything you said, and it was so beautiful. And the thing I love about you is, and others like you, you're coming from the heart, see. And the real love comes from the heart. You don't have to read a book. Even if you read the word of Almighty God, Allah, in the Holy Quran, I often think about this and talk to it with Allah by myself and with others, Muslim or non-Muslim. Almighty God, Allah, says in his final revelations in the Quran, for all people, he say, he have made his final revelations in the Quran easy to understand and remember. And over 25 years, I said to you, I think last night or yesterday, I thank Almighty God you haven't forgot his teachings that he blessed me to share with you over 25 years ago, because your heart is pure, and if your heart is pure, Almighty God is always there. Even if you make a mistake, even if you sin, if you don't forget Almighty God, you just repent of that sin. And I want to say this too, the last prophet of Almighty God, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, he said that, be patient with me, audience, but anyway, he was speaking about sin. And I'll just share this story with you all to show you the mercy of Almighty God. I couldn't remember the other one, but this one Almighty God brought, Allah brought to me. He says that it was this man, and this is a true story. He had killed 99 people. And the man, he wasn't satisfied killing people like that. This was in the past. And so he was searching for a spiritual man, a counselor, a prophet, a messenger, to show him how to get his heart right with God so he could get that killing out his heart. He just loved to kill. I won't say he loved to kill people, but for whatever, because I don't know the man's heart, but for whatever reason, even he was just killing people. So when he went to this Muslim leader, this is for all of you Muslims throughout the world, wherever you're at listening, please listen, you Muslim leaders and you Christian leaders and you Jew leaders and all of your religious leaders, listen, please, carefully, if you will. This man went to a Muslim leader, and he asked him, he told him, I done killed 99 people, and I want to change, and I want to get my life right, and I want to stop killing. He said, you think if I ask Allah to forgive me for killing those 99 people, will Allah forgive me? And immediately, that Muslim leader called a sheikh, he told him, no, you crazy. In other words, he told him, you crazy. No, Allah ain't going to forgive you for killing 99 people. So he said, well, if Allah ain't going to forgive me for killing all them 99 people, I might as well kill you if I ain't got no hope. And so he killed him.
Wow.
He killed him. And so this is the moral of the story. So as the man went on searching for truth, searching for somebody to tell him how he could change his life and stop killing people, he died. And Almighty God Allah sent two angels to take his soul. One angel was the angel of death to take your soul to the place when you're going to hell. The other angel is the angel of life to take your soul to a place where Allah keep you until you come to heaven for the resurrection and the judgment. And so Almighty God Allah, he told the angels, go measure the distance the man was back close to where he was sinning and how close the man was to coming to me seeking for guidance to change and repent. And Almighty God determined that the man was closer to trying to get to salvation and change his wicked ways and stop killing. And Almighty God told the angel of life, you take his soul, that soul belongs to me. So what is the moral of that story? That's profound. It's saying that Almighty God forgives all sins. And so nobody should never despair in sin and think, I don't have a chance because I done did this, I done did that. If you got a pure heart and you sincerely repent of your sins, also Almighty God said, if you bring him sins as near as great as the earth, the size of the earth, he said, if you don't associate no God with him, you bear witness that there's no God but one God, Allah, and Allah, for all of you that don't know, in Arabic means simply one creator, indivisible, meaning that he have no problems, meaning that nothing he created is like him, meaning he's not a man, he's not a human being, he's not creation. He's the power behind all creation that keeps creation going and even sustains us even from things we don't even know about. So Almighty God, when he decreed, ordained his creation in the heavens and earth, Rashid, and then I'm through, he said he ordained that his mercy prevail over his wrath. So all you young people out there especially, if you're sinning, all you Muslim, Christian, Jews, if you're doing anything wrong, we won't create it perfect. Almighty God Allah say also, if he had created a perfect world of human beings, he said he would destroy all of us and create an entirely new world of imperfect human beings, because if we were perfect, we wouldn't have no need for God.
True. You know, even in the story you was talking, even in the story about the man killed 99 people, asked this other guy, and he told Buddha, say the man ain't had no hope. If he would have knew that if he would have knew to tell the man that God will accept you if your heart is pure, really he didn't have no hope. He wasn't able to help the man, you know, out of truth. So that let me know too. It's careful for us as human beings and especially believers to be caught out of our spot, because if that man would have been a believer, he truly could have told that man, God will forgive you if you work towards getting it better, making it better through him. So
right.
I can kind of understand,
right,
the man, if I ain't got no hope and I'm asking you, and this person's supposed to be a believer, you know, best you know by
and
the Bible.
And a leader, a religious leader at that.
That's right. So he figured if this man can't help him and he a leader, he ain't got no help. So he thinks because he don't know no different. So I see easily how God still took his soul, because we serve a God like that. He knows better than we do. But it's really dangerous for us to think just because of the world see us and the things we do that God don't see us. And it's very dangerous when we don't think of God only when we need him. See,
exactly.
The word says the much you think of him, the more he think of you. And
that's
even
right.
More. But you know, and it's madness. I remember the church used to be out called madness, and I ain't never realized. But the more sin get in your life, it's a darkness. And truly, in the true human being of the good that God has put in us, can't truly be satisfied for so long. Sometimes when you don't know no different, you can go on a feeling. But when that thing gets to turning you, and you don't know which way to go, keep seeking, because God will lead you. All you got to do is even though he didn't come through the man, that man, he still came through his angel. So he won't be left out.
You sure won't be left out. That's exactly right. And we thank you for your time this morning, Sister Rashida. Your message was beautiful, and it helped me out a whole lot, because Almighty God is love. And a lady was talking yesterday about Stephanie Mills. She had out a song called "I've Learned the Power of Love."
And also,
because love is powerful, and God is love. And we also were saying that prayer changes things, because Almighty God is the only one that got the power to change our condition in this world from evil back to good. And he said he will never, in my conclusion, change our evil conditions that we brought on ourselves and each other until we first change our heart from that a corrupt heart design. Self desire back to a heart that desire to please only Almighty God. Thank you for your time, Sister Rashida. We probably got another caller, and you
have a blessed life. Thank you, God bless you.
We want to thank Sister Rashida so much. We would love to have her as a guest speaker. That was very, very powerful. And it's coming from your heart. That's what's most important, Sister. It shows that you have a great understanding of who you are and whose you are. Now, one guest speaker seems to have just hung up, so we want to definitely get to this other guest speaker. They've been on the line for a while. Thank you again, Sister Rashida. Maybe we can have you as a guest next weekend.
All right,
we have caller 202-423-4028 on the line. If you're on the line, give us your name and tell us where you're calling from. Can you hear us? Caller 202-423-4028. Are you on the line?
Tell them to press 1.
Press 1. Press 1. Thank you. We are listening in now for caller 202-423-4028. Let's go back to another caller that we seem to have missed and see if they're still on the line and want to make a comment. That caller is 301-466-2164. Are you still on the line? All right. We have another caller who just called in. That caller is 704-267-7395. Are you on the line, and would you like to make a comment? Can you hear us? Press number
I'm
one.
I'm hearing all your numbers cut off.
Caller, can you hear us? If you can hear me, caller, would you dial the number one, and you will be automatically hooked into the talk show. Please, caller, dial one. We are interested in hearing from you. Dial one, and you'll be hooked in. Please.
Sounds like someone is talking, but you're not coming in clear. Can you talk a little louder? Okay, so we see that that caller, too, just hung up. You must be having a problem here with the callers. Caller Rashida, are you still on the line?
I am.
Oh, yes, that's fine. For some reason, did you hang up the phone?
Okay.
I think we lost the other caller, so. Caller 202-423-4028. Are you still on the line? If you're on the line, give us your name and your phone number, and we'll be glad to hear from you. Seems like all, do you hear someone? Imam Shaheed, could you speak to the caller? Maybe they're not hearing me well.
Yes, callers, if you want to give a comment or have a question, if you even disagree with anything we say, that's all right. We can disagree to agree. But please call in because this is not our talk show. It's you all talk show. I mean the world. We're trying to help save humanity. We are not on here for any self-glory. We take money out of our pockets to do this here because we love people, and we want you to participate, but we don't seem to be able to get all our callers in that's calling, and we want to get every caller. So, callers, you have to dial the number one after you dial the regular number in order to get on the talk show. So, please, at this time, we're leaving it open for any callers to call in because you all is what make this show. And if you don't call in, then we'll just continue to talk about, you know, life being serious and the purpose of life is not being to live and die, but the purpose of life is to have life and to live forever. So it's up to you all. We at this time ask you, call us, please call dial in number one at this time if you can hear me.
Okay, we have another caller showing back on the line again. Would you like to make a comment? If so, give us your name and tell us where you're calling from. The number that's showing up is the 202-355 number. Caller, if you would like to make a comment or ask a question, we would love to hear from you. I believe someone seems to have hung up. I think they're having I hear echoes in the background, someone trying to speak sometimes. So maybe for some reason they had a problem getting through. We have another caller, 202-423 caller. Would you like to make a comment? All right, our host will continue with the talk show. On the subject, surviving the game, the struggle continues. We now turn the speaker back over to Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Okay, thank you, my beloved wife and co-host. Callers, this right here is specifically what I want you all to know about all the prophets and all the messengers of Almighty God, Allah. Because today in religion, you got so much division. You got Christians saying the Muslims are wrong. You got Muslims saying the Christians are wrong. You got Jews saying the Muslims are wrong. You got Jews saying the Christians are wrong. You got Buddhists saying the Hindus are wrong. So you got all of this religious division in the world today. And Almighty God, Allah, do not work through division and confusion. He only works through divine unity. So I want to say this to say that this is something I want you to know, that the prophets and the messengers of Almighty God were individuals who received revelation from Allah, Almighty God. They conveyed Almighty God's revelation to their people in their time. They were sent to humanity to return people back to monotheism, and that is the worship of one God, and to serve as living practical examples of how to surrender or live that life that Almighty God wants all of us to live, which is a righteous life. It's a godly life. It's a life of justice. What is justice? You can't have justice without equality. Justice is wanting the good for other people that you want for yourself. And in fact, Almighty God, Allah, says in his final revelation in the Holy Quran that we as people, human beings, not just Muslims, will never become righteous until we give freely of all the things in this world, the material world we love, beginning with ourselves. You know, a lot of people don't want to give up their time. They can see people are hurting and pain and suffering and just walk right on past them like they ain't even there. That's inhuman. Almighty God did not create that nature in us. The prophets and messengers of Almighty God, they came to live a godly life before the people out in the public to show them how to live the life that Almighty God Allah wanted us to live, and to guide the people to the path of salvation, their soul salvation. None of the prophets, none of the messengers of Almighty God are shared in any part of Almighty God's divinity. In other words, no prophet, Jesus, beginning with prophet Jesus, Jesus did not say he was divine. Muhammad did not say he was divine. Moses did not say he was divine. Divinity only belongs to the Creator. They, the prophets and messengers of Almighty God, they were mere human beings, righteous human beings, morally upright human beings, as I'm striving to be as a spiritual leader, not a religious leader, but a spiritual leader and a law or a God-fearing man. It is forbidden for a Muslim, a Christian, a Jew, or any religious person to worship any prophet or any messenger of Almighty God, or to use them as as an example of a God to follow. A Muslim, a Christian, a Jew should never invoke or worship any prophet, Moses, Jesus, or Muhammad, or supplicate to them or seek a mercy that they can only get from Almighty God and forgiveness from a prophet or messenger of God. Almighty God, Allah says in his final revelations in the Holy Quran, who can forgive sins except Almighty God? So you got some people that go to their, for instance, priest in Catholicism, and they say, Father, I have sinned. I have sinned, Father. Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. Now, this is another man who sinned, too. They're going to another man that's in the flesh that sinned, asking him to forgive them of their sin. One instance for all the Christian people, and this is true, because I know it's true because it's in accord with all of God's prophets and messengers. And Jesus was in accord with all of them. Peace be upon all of them. One lady asked Jesus about goodness because she thought he was God, like the Christians today think Jesus is God, the Son of God and God incarnate. And the lady said, oh, Lord, I got two good sons, and when they die, would you let one sit on the right side of your throne and one sit on the left side of your throne? Jesus politely let the lady know. He said, ma'am, you speak is foolish. He said, I don't have the power to do that. Only the one who art in heaven, our Father who art in heaven, can do that. So even here, you can see how they lie on Jesus in the Bible over and over again, trying to make him a god and his mother a god, talking about his mother, Mary, is the mother of God. This lady never said she was the mother of God. If you even just think with rational sense, how in the world can God have a mother when God don't have any partners? It says even in the Bible, the Christian follows that in the beginning, it was the Word, and the Word was God. It didn't say nothing about it was God, and the Word was God, and then the Word was Jesus, and the Word was Mary or Muhammad or nobody else. It was God in the beginning, and God created everything and everybody else. He even created the angels in heaven, and we are not to worship angels. Angels are not divine creatures. Angels are spiritual creatures. Only the creator of angels and human beings in creation is divine. And he have no beginning, and he have no ending. And he was here when nothing was here, and he will be here when everything passes away. So Islam is here not to tell Christians, you got to be a Muslim to be saved. You got to be a Jew to be, tell Jews you got to be a Muslim to be saved. Or tell anybody you got to be a Muslim to be saved. What Islam is here to do is to teach every human being, Muslim, Christian, Jew, the correct worship of the Creator and not his creation, which includes prophets and messengers or anything created. Everything created is temporary, but the Creator, Almighty God, Allah, is eternal. He's infinite. He's eternal in the beginning, at the beginning, and he's eternal at the end of all life and creation. His word, his life, is eternal life. So, with that said, at this time, we give the callers another opportunity to participate if you want to. We welcome you. Comments or criticism, we can accept constructive criticism. We don't know all the Creator. We asked him before we came on the show, use us as an empty vessel, so that we could speak something to your people that will cause them to come back to civilized thinking and stop this inhumane thinking of hating on each other, killing little bitty babies. We killing our future. That ain't us as human beings. That's the devil inside of us. And he's calling the jinn or the evil spirit speaking to us. But why are we listening that these evil spirits speaking to us? We're listening at them because we have forgot God. When we come back to the remembrance of Almighty God, Allah, we come back to the remembrance of what is good, and we come back to the remembrance of life. And then we will want to kill life, well, we'll want to enhance life. And I want to say this, too, before I give way to the listeners. Almighty God, Allah, the Creator, is the Creator of life. He won't destroy a living thing. Almighty God will destroy things that won't live. Now, to that point, you see all of the people who rebel against the will of God, they are self-destroying themselves. It's called self-destruction. Why? Because Almighty God, again, says all the bad that happens in our life as human beings come from our own limited free will in choosing our ways, our evil ways, over his godly will or godly ways. So with that said, again, listeners, you have an opportunity. Just dial one, and you'll be hooked into the show, and participate, please, if you will.
Thank you very much, our host, Imam Shahid Shabbat. Yes, we have another caller on the line. If you would like to talk, please give us your name and tell us where you're calling from. You're now online, the 301 number, 301-825. You're now on the air. Give us your name and tell us where you're calling from if you would like to ask a question or make a comment. We would love to hear from you. Can you hear Imam Shabazz? Can you hear someone?
The only thing I can hear sound like people are talking in the background, discussing whatever they may be discussing, which does not concern me. All that concerns me is the talk show and getting the message of Almighty God, Allah, out to the people that are the souls out there that's hungry for a better life. I'm not concerned with criticizers who just want to criticize to be criticizing. That's what we're talking about right now, love. And love overlooks people's fault. Love is about us getting to know each other, Almighty God say, and not hating on each other or despising each other. So that's all I can hear is just people in the background. So I'm not concerned with what they're talking about. I'm concerned with this radio talk show and the spiritual talk that Almighty God Allah is blessing us to carry on today. That's all I can hear in the background.
All right. We have no listening.
Now, it sounds like Sister Rashida, I don't know, but if it is, maybe she didn't hang up and I can still hear her. You know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
And so
we're going to
do something now.
So I'm not getting anything there. Co-host, is you still there? Co-host, is you still there? I can't hear you, co-host. It's love.
Yeah,
We've lost. Oh, yes, we are back on the air again. My apologies. I was disconnected for some reason. The number did not show up. It's supposed to on my board to get back to you immediately, and I had to go searching trying to find it. They have this little blue message on the top that's covering the number. I'm supposed to call back in. So I couldn't get back to you. My apologies to you. I am back on the line. Imam Shahid Shabazz, can you hear me? Imam Shahid Shabazz? I do hear people talking on the line. I see that we do still have two people holding on. It seems like Imam Shahid Shabazz was also disconnected. So to the listening audience, I will have to apologize. He can no longer go on. He hosts the show. He's the one who gives the message to you each day and makes the comments, and he, too, has been disconnected. I don't know whether he's aware or not. We really appreciate your listening in. And just remember that we are bringing this to you from the charity of our hearts, from our Creator, and it costs money to broadcast the show. It costs money to do charity. We do outreach work in the communities, and anything that you would like to donate, give us a call at 301-672-3381 or call us again at 336-497-8734. We'd love to hear from you. We pray a lot that you receive some great information that you would. That really come from today, great solace from the message, something to carry you through and keep you working with that energy to try to please your Creator too. Thank you again. We must cut our talk show short because we have both been interrupted. I was able to get back on, but Imam Shahid, I see, was also cut off, and he's not able to get back on. Have a pleasant evening again, audience, and tune in again next week. We pray that everything, all these creatures and all, will not be happening, and we can go smoothly throughout our show, which we try to carry for at least an hour and a half. God bless all of you. Have a pleasant day.
Thank you.